Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. In the mornings, I like to get my news from the CNN website, but today, all I could say was an here we go again when I read the headline off the front page that said, "Stop sweating the great white shark. Here's the one you should really be worried about." Of course, I first thought they used the white shark to lure in the reader and then go on to jellyfish, sea snake or anything else, but nope. It was the bull shark who needed to be blamed for something. And it pretty much starts with, and I quote, "You should redirect that trepidation toward the more dangerous creatures of the deep, the bull shark." First of all, it's a creature of the shallows, but what can you expect about bad journalism? And what I then read would not even qualify for that. And to top it off, it needed two idiots to write this piece. Unbelievable. So I decided to make this podcast on this written piece of trash. The article makes sure that the reader knows that white sharks and tiger sharks still, quote, "attack and kill more people." That statement in itself does not hold water, since roughly about 10% of all incidents analyzed and involved species identified. So for 90% of all the bites, we have not even a clue. So how sure can we really be? And you can't just make statements like these without letting a reader know that, relatively speaking, whites, tigers, and bulls are nothing compared to any other predator out there. Sharks are the least involved creatures when it comes to human bites, and as such, is the most crucial thing to highlight when talking statistics. So these two journalists, I have a hard time using that term for this piece, made sure they even give some numbers to substantiate their claim. What they forgot, however, was to mention a time frame and a source. But then again, what do I know about writing? Except, when you peer review publish, scientists crucify each other if you dare to omit one of the other, but omitting both is even worse. So the article then continues with, and I quote, "But here's the thing. The threat of the bull shark lies not in how often it bites, but where it does it." Where he does it? I guess still in the water, right? But what they're hinting at is that they bite in fresh and brackish water. Boo-hoo. Needless to say, they then do not back up that statement with anything except they mentioned that a golf course in Australia seemed to be infested with them. I heard that bees can do that, but how can a shark infest a golf course? Poor writing skills, if you ask me. But thank God they clarify, and I quote, "And whereas shallow waters are usually shark kryptonite, bull sharks prefer them. They like getting close to those sandy beaches just like you." So, you as the reader have to make the conclusion that this course has some water around it or even between, or go through it and must have access to rivers that are close to the ocean. But they won't say that. But what I find interesting is shallow waters are kryptonite for sharks. So if you're not a Superman fan, you likely won't know what this sentence should tell you. So in the world of these two idiotic CNN writers, shallow waters are, and I quote, "But even the violation of what should be the safest part of the ocean is the worst of this shark's killer tendencies." So how can a shark violate shallow water? Beats me. Or is it the beach they violate? Come on, writers, not even you can be that ignorant. Most bites occur in shallow water, and why is that? Well, there is the most food. And so it's not just the bull shark who prefers to hunt in shallow waters, but plenty of other species as well. So the writers could have saved their garbage by at least mentioning that bull sharks are somewhat unique, that they can tolerate fresh water, but then should have backed it up with at least one incident where a person got actually bitten by a bull in freshwater. But it gets better, and I quote again, "The worst thing about this underwater predator," well, it cannot be an above-water predator, "is that it will take a chunk out of you out of sheer curiosity." That's right, these guys bite just for the fun of it. That's how actually it's written, okay? I have a decent experience when it comes to bull shark incidents, but I have never, ever seen a bull shark take out a junk by sheer curiosity, and for sure not for the fun of it. Where does CNN breed these clowns? Of course, These two journalists need to hype it up even more by writing, "Bull sharks have even been known to attack hippos, land animals weighing in at 1.5 ton, with some males getting up nearly twice that." Great. Have you seen hippos in the water? Not the most agile creatures, so size does not really matter here. At least we know now that hippos could weigh 3 tons. By the way, these two journalists have a problem with the metric system. 3 tons is over 6,000 pounds, but the largest hippo can only grow to about 3,300 pounds. So not even that could they research correctly. Pooh, right? Thank God the article was taken from the front page within a few hours. But the final sentence then topped everything. And I quote once more, although bull sharks are responsible for only 100 attacks around the world, it takes just a bit of digging to realize that the fear factor of these aggressive predators is much, much higher. Hey, you two journalists, you should have used your own advice and dig a bit deeper, and more importantly, research a topic before you write so much BS. These 100 bites you quote are all seawater related, so where is the link to this golf course hype? And here again, source and time span are missing. You see, this type of trash propaganda makes me very pissed. There are two uneducated self-promoters with the writing skills of an elementary student, and some people end up believing it because it's on CNN's front page. As I said in the past, there should be a law of who falsely portrays animals is to be punished with a heavy fine. These creatures can't defend themselves, and it's a form of defamation of character. This is why we have such a big problem with sharks, because they keep up the hype. Sharks are bad, sharks are dangerous, kill the sharks. Without sharks, we're better off. Our world would be much better off if pieces like this one would never see the day of light. Unbelievable. Oh yeah, by the way, one picture they used was not even a bull shark. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.